You're listening to Pathetically Speaking, Hypotheticals in Excessive Detail. My name is Josiah Spears.
I'm Eric McMahon.
And today we got a double feature special guest, Shazam Kablammy. Welcome, Gordon Dave.
Yeah. Nice to be here. Love what you've done with the place.
Yes, this is a historic moment in Pathetically Speaking. Two guests at once.
Yeah.
Good friends of ours. You guys have been on the show before. Just welcome here.
You probably just mean it's twice as long.
Yeah.
This milk is free.
70-year-old man backpacking across South America.
A can of beans there, just staring at you.
You could load the whole family up in the van and just put it in neutral.
But I want to be honest about how low I would actually go.
Man, I'm tall.
But no skim milk allowed.
I'd be mad. But I'd do it.
Was there to watch her sing, and she was off looking for forks.
He's cool.
He's so rad.
He's talented.
Oh, man.
Wow. This is what might take a lifetime.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to jump on to explain what's going to happen here. Okay, so this was a long, very long episode. Gord was actually invited on specifically for this episode. He knew it was happening, and he came prepared. And so there's a section in the center where he runs off a list of things he'd prepared for it, and it felt like its own kind of thing. And so I wanted to actually split this into two. The first one is more interactive, where all of us are engaged, and the second one will be Gord getting more into the specifics of what he came prepared with. So yeah, enjoy a special two-part, two-episode in 1 week. That's also why it's Thursday and I'm releasing it today, because it was a lot of editing.
So why don't we just hop right into it, because we got an hour. So
the concept is that you magically, or supernaturally, become the CEO / majority shareholder / president of whatever company you choose in the world.
Okay.
And you have that position magically for 5 years. You can't be fired. Regardless of your decisions, after 5 years, you can definitely be fired.
And convicted.
that's right. Yeah, you're still bound to the law, let's say. So if you do crimes, then you can go to jail. You'll still be the CEO in jail somehow.
Okay, so go to jail instantly, not after the 5 years.
That eliminates the PMC.
So you're still bound to normal society's rules, but you, for the most part, except for, you know, you overrule the board or whatever.
So but, just like board meetings, and you just like get like a collect call from the prison, or the company has to accept it.
PR would love you.
Yeah.
It's known as the no pants CEO.
I think that's it. I'm sure there's lots more questions here, but.
Okay, so you can't be fired, but if you run, what happens if you run the company into the ground? Like, it's just sort of, it's null and void then, or you're just kind of like, you still have, do you have to actively be, like, pursuing this company for good or for ill the whole time?
Well, I kind of want to hear what you guys think, like, if there's actually a company that you want to run into the ground, and you'd, like, you don't want to exist anymore, and that would be your intention.
If the company stops existing, then you stop existing. You're for 5 years.
You show back up at in your bedroom and after 5 years.
My wife will kill me.
Because I will run the company. Not intentional.
Yeah. This is going great.
This is a practical question.
Okay, let's say, no, that you're done then. Like, you still might be on the hook for something.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Like, but yeah, you go back to your normal life, I guess, after that.
So, like, also, the CEO isn't technically the top of the top. The board will be the top that employs and governs the CEO, who then governs the company. So, can the board rebuke your plans?
No.
Okay.
So, like, well, whatever. If you're the, like I said, like, president, board chair,
so you're the board
majority
chair,
shareholder, whatever has the most final, power, the final say.
You have dictator level of control over the company. Will people still quit? Like, will the board, realizing they have no power, resign in frustration? Or will your vice presidents, when you're like seeing how many times you can skip this baby, will they go like, I'm bailing, pull the charts, like golden?
Well, I kind of want to hear your take on both, like,
so
like whether it's, I kind of want to know, like, which company would you just like to be involved with? Which would you like to run?
Mm.
You know, like, let's just say that stuff doesn't happen.
Right.
You know, like, VPs aren't pissed off at you and whatever. Or like, you know, the board doesn't all quit. Which company would you want to try?
Okay.
But then also, yeah, is there a company that you would want to, like, destroy? Or you maybe would, you know, like, think that you could do good, but then yeah, maybe they'd be like, this guy doesn't even have an MBA. Well, like, get him out of here.
Do you have, Eric, this is your grand vision, do you have a couple ideas, thoughts for companies that you want to be a part of?
No, I actually didn't do this one because I had like, yes, I want to be like in charge of Lego, you know, or something, which that might be a great one, by the way.
Yeah.
To live in Denmark, perhaps. Or just move the headquarters to Manitoba.
They have an island, private island, and on that private island, each, like, little bathroom in your suite has little Lego brick soaps.
Cool.
Yeah.
They hurt, like...
I'm imagining, yeah, skin. But the Danes love to scrub, so...
Yeah, they're known for that.
Famous.
Anyway. But honestly, the first company I think about is Hawkins.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Hawkins Cheesies. just because then I could get a fresh batch every day if I wanted to.
You talked about, like, some reporter doing a story on Hawkins company, and like they just show up at this, the address they were given, and it's just like this blank warehouse, no signage, nothing.
yeah.
And they're just like about to leave, or like, I think they knock on the door and they're like, oh yeah, this is the Hawkins plant, come on in.
They didn't even invite him in. Like, they was just like, they were weirded out. Oh, like, okay. Just, why are you here?
We've been here since 1906 and not a single person has visited us.
No one goes in, no one comes
out. Oh, my love.
Yeah.
That's where the orange skin came from. Hawkins Cheesy employees.
Yeah.
Like a lifetime.
You eat too many Hawkins Cheesy, you turn orange.
Yeah.
That's good.
So that's the company I think of first. But
And do you think you would succeed?
I feel like everyone there is just stuck in their ways. If I just let them do their thing, then I'd be okay.
They'd be happy. Don't change anything.
Think of the podcast
sponsorship opportunities.
Off
the charts. Hawkins for life.
What would the CEO of Hawkins even do? Like,
he just doesn't market. That's his thing.
Hello, grocer. Would you like Hawkins Cheesies? Very good.
So I was thinking maybe we should change the logo one.
Get out!
Just the orange color.
Out, out, out! Maybe a spicy flavor. Get out of here! Elmer, escort him to the door.
There's definitely somebody,
the 86-year-old security guard.
Yeah.
Let's go, Jim.
Yeah.
No, no!
We need change. That word's illegal.
But no, I brought it up because I want to hear your guys' take. I am interested to see what would happen if I took over like a big, like a Fortune 500 company.
Mm, me
too. If I could handle it. Like, I really don't know. I feel like it's possible, but it would be very challenging.
Yeah. Like, Hawkins is a good, like, category. Like, draw a salary for doing very little work.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
If the CEO of Hawkins is listening to this, then sorry, I'm probably really underestimating you for the company.
Send Eric some of your cheesies.
Yes. Please. Yeah, I know you do tons of hard work. I really appreciate you, sir or ma'am.
Just as like a broad category of like types of CEO jobs, you could go like, I want to be the CEO of this company and change it, or I want to do very little work and just get money.
Right.
Or I really believe in this company and I want to be a part of it.
Yeah.
That's the problem with this. Lots of different goals.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Which goal reigns supreme?
Yeah. What about, like, what, which goal do you guys think about? Like, you said, Joe, that you would run it into the ground. So.
Oh, yeah, I would. Like,
is there a company that you would.
Just not intentionally. No. I would try as hard as I could and it would just not. Maybe not run into the ground, but, like, just astronomical, like, amounts of money they would losses. Lose. And
I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
And, like, so to me, it's damage control. Like, it's like, okay, cool, yeah, Lego, that's fun, but I don't want to destroy Lego. Destroy Lego.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the cool thing is, like, you are in charge, so you can you can hire.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Actually.
What'd you say?
Mega blocks.
Mega block. Get rid
just
of that.
Just sell
crap.
The Lego for $5. Please consume us.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, is there a company that you would. Like that you, yeah, like Mega Blocks or something that you'd like, you would intentionally run into the ground or something.
That's like, that's the thing, right? Like, because there's like genuine, honest, good people work for Mega Blocks.
Yeah.
And so, like, okay, haha, I don't like Mega Blocks.
Salty, do they though?
Subpar product that I hate when I find it in my Lego bins.
Even
doesn't
my kids.
Stick well.
I didn't teach my kids at all, like, but yeah, my son, like, he immediately finds something. He's like, "This doesn't say Lego on it. Like, just out. Like, it's just like you don't even have to teach kids. Yeah. You know, like this is a inferior product. They figure it out."
I had cousins that like had a lot of Lego, and somehow a Mega Block set got mixed in. And every time they found a Mega Block, they would yell "Mega Block" and just run to their second story window and hurl it across. The
Not in the garbage. Just, I want that out of my life.
Yeah, Beth always knows when I find a Mega Block. It just like scoffs like, "Oh, you find a Mega Block?" Yeah, but I got rid of them all. Like, okay, so like the 2x4 like thick brick, like the standard brick size, they're okay. Like those ones will work.
Yes.
In a, you know, you're building a wall for a house, they're fine. But like,
yes.
Any flat piece, any more specific piece, Mega Block just sucks. Anyways, but that being said, I like. That's a hard, you know, so, like, we're talking these, like, options of, like, tank a company on purpose.
Well, that's
tank
good. You're actually thinking about
employees. You know, it's the same as that sports episode we recorded.
Yeah.
It's like, it was like.
Getting rid of a sport.
Getting rid of a sport. Like, these are, this is people's livelihoods. So, like, I would want to, like.
But that was a bit different because they wouldn't remember, right? It was just like, you just said different timeline.
Yeah, it's
whereas
true.
Whereas so they wouldn't know. Josiah Spears destroyed my life.
In 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
And now this beautiful Mega Blocks can't be given.
My 401k is gone.
So,
like, I feel like I have no metric as to, like, how difficult it is to be a CEO. Literally no clue if I would be able to do a manageable job or just completely tank the company in 5 years or 1 year or
that's part of the fun.
Do like a acceptable
loss
or
let's say you just somehow did a good job. Which company would you want to like be involved with?
Yeah.
And have choice like to make decisions for.
Lego's a great idea.
Yeah.
I don't know, yeah, like something that I have interest in, like I don't know, some sort of like cork or like some sort of instrument or like a company that makes instruments or.
I was thinking Moog actually.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
Like the way they do, like I think they're employee owned. I don't know how that affects the question, but. And I think like it is a company that seems like it would be harder to destroy in some ways, like they don't release 100 new products a year.
They're not very like trendy, right? Like they're just like
it's. I don't know. It seems like there's probably some level of equilibrium of people that want a $5,000 synthesizer.
Yeah,
yeah.
Sure, equilibrium is the right word for that.
But, so I don't know. Again, I have no idea what I'm talking about. So.
Yeah. That's okay. It's a hypothetical.
See, the thing about the best leadership is, like, you are supposed to work yourself out of a job when the machine's so well oiled that it can run itself.
Yeah,
you're the best leader. So,
yeah.
Do that, then you don't have any problems.
I thought about like one aspect of this that I like if I could just like tag along and be like an assistant CEO guy, I would actually really enjoy that because then you could like be involved in a company that, like, I was just thinking, right. I've seen a bunch of interviews with Warren Buffett, and, like, I just think he's, like, really interesting and, like, kind of funny, and, like, I would just love to just hang out with him for, maybe not for five years, but, like,
I don't know if he has 5 years left. I'd probably just
make sorry, a ton Warren. Of money as well, too, so, like, you know, I'd just go there, make a ton of money, hang out with him, and possibly, and I'd probably learn a ton.
So, and,
that's you know, fine, but that's that
what we're talking about here.
Well, here's the thing, though. As the dictator, you can do what a number of shystery CEOs have done in their lifetime, which is hire people way more intelligent than them to work underneath them.
Yeah.
So you actually hand over the running of the company to them while you maintain the figurehead of control.
Well, I was thinking that, too. Like, you know, even if you did take over Lego, right? Like, yeah, then right. you probably wouldn't run
hey,
it into
CEO,
the ground.
Need a job? Yeah, you could be the VP of everything.
Yeah, just literally just give him half of your earnings and
you give him the company's earnings.
Yeah, you'd still be making millions.
You keep all your own money.
Yeah, honestly, okay, thinking about it that way, yeah, there's hope here. I wouldn't tank a company. I would just sort of
hire a smart guy.
Sort of come on, yeah, like sort of some. Quasi-advisory role. Like, okay, I'll come to the meetings and just, like, give my 2 cents. You guys can, like, okay, thanks, Josiah. Pat me on the head and then get
the
on with
the key is to look very stern and rub your beard and go,
Yeah. Just, thank you, big guy. Okay. Yeah. Why don't you go help somebody else?
Yeah. Big guy, yeah. My first rule at any company would be, my name is big guy. You must refer to me
big
as
big guy. Or big helper, you can call me.
Big papa, if you prefer. You're a rep. Artist company.
Yeah.
Anytime someone asks for your opinion or what you think of something, you just like, if I need to answer that question for you, then maybe you're not the right man.
Just non-answers. Just a threat every single.
One thing I would maybe add to your list that was a flavor you didn't have was like Facebook or something, and change that from just like an echo chamber where everyone's ideas get fed back to them in an intensified way, and that might actually do a little bit of good for...
Here's the thing, though. Like, social media is so low on my priorities list.
Yeah.
Didn't even think about
it. Yeah.
But also, I have no confidence in my ability to make something so terrible blossom into something worthwhile. Like, I don't think I can make it worthwhile.
I think you just need to make it, like, actively, like, not just sort of, I don't give a rip about anything but money, and we'll just...
Yeah. Other than like, destroying it, I don't know how to do that. But what I could do is I could take over TikTok and just rename it Vine and cut the length of videos to like a maximum.
To 6 seconds?
Yeah.
Like what
and I could do that. I think it would be an improvement. So
I'm game.
You might have trouble convincing the board that you should make it something that already failed.
Voting rights, for one thing. And from the kids, as soon as Vine was gone, all I heard was, I miss Vine.
Yeah.
There are so many good Vines.
It's okay.
And I hate TikTok. It's terrible. There's no redeeming quality. I don't know there is, for but there is. So, yeah.
Oh.
Anyway. Either that or I take over the Vatican, but I don't know if they're corporate.
I would actually have the same problem with taking over, like, Facebook or... Does Facebook own Twitter now, too?
They all own
Instagram.
Instagram.
WhatsApp.
Yeah, Twitter.
Yeah, like, all of those, like, I just...
WhatsApp.
I just, like, yeah, I wouldn't know how to change it to make it better. Like...
I could make Twitter better, like, instantaneously, because they actually banned a person that's really funny. And I would put him back on. So then I just walk away.
You just change it so it's just Donald Trump. Like it's only Trump. And
he tried that. He tried making his own social media company, and it failed.
I didn't know
What was it called? Truth something.
Trumpter.
Trumpter.
At least I don't know.
Trump Talk. Of course, it's called Truth.
Trump Talk. That makes sense.
Trump Talk.
That'd be good.
He made one post, I think, and then never post again. Anyway, I don't actually know too much about it. So. Sounds like you put a lot of effort. But again, I think, like, okay, you talk about Facebook or like that. Yeah. Again, I think that would need to be a unified front, because you tank or change Facebook. But there's like six social media giants right now. Okay, Facebook owns Instagram, so like maybe that would be the best single
change that could like affect it, but like there'd still be TikTok, there'd still be whatever the next one is, right? And so if the four of us sort of like made that unified front, hey, let's try to like, you know, potentially change this sort of social media sense of like whatever that that's we feel is affecting
the world. Well, and I feel like you just you'll always be in the wrong with when you try to control social media, I think, right? Like, because I noticed when there was bombings in Paris. Remember that? And then everyone could change your, you could change your profile pic to have like, in the background to have like the French flag.
Okay.
I just remember it because I love flags so much. But, and then, so they had that. But then I noticed there was tons of people complaining about like, hey, how come like there's bombings in like Syria? Why can't I have the Syrian flag?
And that's why, how can you do it? How
can you control? And so I was like,
we're all
like,
morons.
You're you'd be considered a racist. You'd be considered, you know, like just whatever you would do, it would just.
For sure.
So that, like, that would be the main reason why I would not take it. Because I'd like, I'd want to be like, there's no censorship, and then it would just be like, you know, terrorism, war, like, you know, and then I'd be like, okay, let's censor everything, and then it's like, then it just, nobody would post, you know, like.
I don't think, like, you would go censorship, but I think just changing, like, the model that's just, like, feed people what they want to see, so we can sell people what they want to see.
You could change that.
You could
get rid of ads, like, change ads.
Yeah, I like that. You could run, like, on your platform, you could advertise like, hey, like, maybe consider the ways in which social media isn't the healthiest for you.
Kind of like one counterpoint to that, though, would be I had, you know, I think we all had Facebook a little bit before ads were on there. No, okay, not Gord.
Never.
Right. Yeah, sorry.
Thank you.
Shouldn't lump you in the same category. But it was.
Now who's the cheesy?
It is worse now, I feel. But it was still a cesspool then. Like, it was still a cesspool before ads.
It was sort of adolescence. It was. I think it was. The algorithm hadn't been developed yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whereas now, especially like since TikTok, now they've all adopted that sort of like immediate 10-second video, swipe up, next one, and like every and like it recognizes if you swipe so fast, Kate, that's not what they want to see. If you watch something, Kate, and like you can see that so immediately, you know, like YouTube's adopted that, Instagram's adopted that, Reddit's adopted that, it's all the same thing you see, and it that's a really good point, Dave. And it is scary and it's really interesting. So like recently I changed my email, and so like and it was through Google, so like all the stuff that I got a new Gmail, which everything got changed, and so like my algorithm got wiped, and so then I started, all my YouTube views were lost, and so YouTube didn't know who I was, and so it just gave me this sort of blank slate of so with no algorithm, it was really fascinating the videos it gave me, and also like I realized how much I was already affected by the algorithm. So like there was like, cause you know, like videos when it's like, it's a point that you agree with and they like, this person came on and did that. And you're like, so you're like, oh yeah, yeah. Your brain's like, oh, I'm going to be like, yeah, screw that guy in the video.
Yeah.
So like the way the video is talking and presenting itself, like I was like, okay. And then like the punchline was like some political view that was very different for me, and it was just like, what the heck did I just watch? You know, like, it was like, it threw me over and over again, but then I watched that full video, and so, like, now, like, YouTube still just, it's just, like, still constantly pumping.
You're a fascist! Here!
Eat it!
Consume!
But also, there's a part of me that's, like, fascinated by, like, seeing that side of it. Like, it was just like, wow, that was so crazy to, like, watch this full Joe Rogan video to see how he thinks about things. But now YouTube thinks I love Joe Rogan. But it's also really fun that, like, to just, like, hear, or it's, like, it's fascinating to me. So, like, but the algorithm thinks I'm that. So the other things that, it, like, suddenly I'm just getting these, like, or, and I watched, like, a thing on Elon Musk, so now YouTube thinks I, like, I love the ultra-wealthy and, like, all, it's, like,
Tesla.
Aren't, like, one came up yesterday, it was just, like, aren't poor people stupid? Like, literally, I was, like, some millionaire saying that, like, yeah, they are. And I was just, like, what? Oh, yeah, because I watched an Elon Musk video, so the algorithm's, like, oh, okay. Anyways, it's just, I think you raise a really good point.
The best, I love it when the algorithm's, like, couple of years ago, I needed to fix my washing machine, and I bought a repair kit off Amazon. And then for the next, like,
oh no,
year or two, Amazon's just like, someone who bought a washing machine repair kit, you might be interested in buying more washing machine repair kits. Like, this wasn't the start of a hobby, Adam. You just needed to fix my washer.
Oh, so good. All the brains and all the money, and they still do that.
Yeah.
Totally.
And that's that. Oh. If I can just interject one observation here, the social media thing, like that trend, that motive, everything that people dislike about it has actually existed for thousands of years of recorded history.
Totally.
Right.
And the problem is, like, that only gets better when people change.
Yeah.
And that's the challenge, is because, if 20% of what we do as a species is terrible, 20% is like the cream. It always rises to the top. So that's what we see and digest and taste first, and that's where we get all disgruntled and angry. And we have to, like, plumb deeper, kind of like you, right? Like, you taste a little bit different. It's not always pretty either, but, like, you get a broader perspective, you even out, you find a little bit of inner peace, and then you can actually move forward constructively. And I think that's what we need to encourage people to be better, because Facebook would be bankrupt in a day if everyone just logged off and never returned, right? Any corporation you take over, no matter how powerful, no matter how manipulative, no matter how essential, if we the people say no, it's done, it's over. They'll do anything it takes to get us. We're the common denominator. It's always us.
We are the proletariat. We control.
I mean, good old Marxy wasn't entirely wrong.
Yeah.
And, I mean, to be fair, all of my ideas for changing social media for the better would literally just be, like, standing in front of the meeting and going, like, I think we should make this less money.
I
think we should lose money. Which would help.
But, like, every single idea would be, like, but that's, like, entirely what our profits are driven by. It's like, yes, I know, but it's bad.
Right. When we tease out the lowest common denominator in each individual's soul, we get a bad fruit, right? Like, we need to reach for the best in people, help them unlock the best in them. Because everyone does have their best and their worst.
Yeah.
So, but companies find it easier to prey on the worst, because it's actually just easier to achieve, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Mm. It's scary how easy it is, right? Like, it's just
And I think everyone's experienced that moment where they realize, the worst in me is not as deep below the surface as I'd like to.
I know. Yeah, that's so true. Okay, so we probably wouldn't take over social media. Is there any other Dave company that you guys would like? Dave could do it. Dave would take over Facebook.
I don't want to.
But the point you're making, Dave, in essence, is like, what's the best, like, maybe social change or, like, something good you could do from this, right? Like, and that's maybe my, you know, because, like, I was saying at the beginning, like, okay, sure, I can tag a company, I can have some fun, or I can whatever, but in the end, like, what's the best thing I can do with this? Like, do some good with this that doesn't end up losing 1,000 people's, 1,000 factory workers' jobs or, or, like, I think maybe that's a, I'm going, maybe, so maybe for me, it's simply like, try to, whatever, you're the smallest company I'm allowed to pick, according to the rules, to just, like, potentially lose, you know, because, like, I'm, you know, and I do have strengths in, like, business in the sense of, like, management, like, I do love people, and I'd be good at, like, managing people, so, like, a small company like George's or, like, something like that, or, like, okay, I can sort of take a more hands-on role, I could maybe do that, but again, I don't know, it's still just, there's so many factors that I just are beyond me, which would, anyways.
You guys are pretty noble, like, because honestly, like, a lot, you know, like, I'm like, I kind of just want to make money. Like,
and eat cheesies.
But yeah, like, I would definitely consider just taking over a big company, doing very little work for 5 years, and just coming out with a big fat paycheck.
You know? Yeah, I guess what I'm honestly saying is I don't think you or I are capable of doing that. Like, I think, like, we would take, okay, sure, I'll take Apple and take that large sum of cash.
Well, I mean, like we talked about, like, you can hire the best people, right? Like, essentially keep the same staff then just be like, you know, I'm in control, but, like, right now I'm giving you guys, you know, I'll let you guys make the decision. But at the same time, like, I feel like after a little while, yeah, I wouldn't, like, the money, it wouldn't, yeah, it wouldn't be enough, right? Like, yeah. Everyone who's ever got money, lots of money, feels that way eventually, yeah. Right? And so yeah, in that sense, I don't know what I would take over.
When you ask the question, and, like, every time I would try to think of, like, another answer to it, my, like, instinct is just always, like, pick a company and stop them doing what they're doing. Yeah, that's just my personality.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's I'm funny. Frustrated with the way they do it. Like, if I picked Apple, I'd be like, you know, stop making everything so, like, proprietary and not working right. with everything and just, like, basically
yeah.
ruin the entire, like, image and reputation they've built for
yeah.
however many years just because it frustrates me.
Would you do that?
Like, that's my instinct. I don't think it's, like, the best answer to the question or the best idea. I read an anecdote about a guy who got hired as a software engineer at this company and just fixed a bug that was bothering him in a product they made and handed it his 2 weeks notice.
I think I've heard that too. I love that.
And, like, that's kind of...
Just so he could use their product.
Just because it better. Was bugging him that they weren't fixing this bug. I don't know if it's true. That's kind of like...
But you would consider that.
That guy's my spirit animal. For this question.
These are the kinds of Robin Hoods we need, right?
Yeah.
Totally.
The mythos.
Yeah, he doesn't care about... Yeah, he just, like...
So yeah. what would we... Going with the whole unified front thing, what would be some interesting choices for us as the four of us to choose? Sort of like
the power tool kingpins,
you know, like pick every like you know like
corner of the market.
I mean, if you just did like who has the most liquid cash, like, pick the four top companies and then just did whatever you wanted. The four of us.
Yeah, I mean, that'd you would run crazy. Into challenges because the asset value, even Canada, is. Is enormous. So $100 billion of cash at Apple,
uh-huh.
but Canada's GDP is up to, what, $2.4 trillion, give or take. So like, you won't be able to buy the world with four companies.
Right, but like, if you picked all four media companies or like all the four major car manufacturers or something, like I feel like we could sort of corner some market and do some change in that way, right?
What would change the world the most?
We could buy some big islands. Like, that's all I would want. I just want to own my own island.
It's got to be a company that owns islands.
Yeah.
Who owns Madagascar?
Yeah, let's buy Madagascar. Ooh, maybe like some sort of publishing company? Just my own personal interests?
I think going to the media would be cool. Like, we talked about some of the big key pins, but the problem is to hit every country is a little hard. Maybe you have to get the BBC. They have a global reach.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like, but you're talking about, like,
I'm just saying,
like books, right?
Like, yes, books. Yeah, sorry. Like, I'm thinking just me personally, like, going away from the four of us, just like, oh, like some sort of, publisher. Or even, like, a film production company, too. It would be kind of fascinating to just, like...
I would love that,
take over one of those.
Let's take over Hollywood. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I got Paramount.
You got Paramount?
Sony? Anyone?
Sure.
But even like just like in our conversation,
Disney?
Downey, like, I probably would pick some smaller, sort of a smaller, like,
mid-range
independent film that puts out decent ones, and, like, and then I have some say in what gets made, and then could potentially produce some things of my own. Yeah, and that's my answer. That's my answer.
Okay.
You should buy the big guy, though, and then use the big guy to buy the small guy, and then, like, enshrine the small guy. Because otherwise, the small guy is going to get bought by some other giant fish and corrupt it.
And you can set yourself up as, like, the guy who runs the small guy in your 5 years as CEO of the big guy.
Sure. I still am not confident enough in myself to not just tank anything bigger. Like, I know that I could probably, just hire that guy, but still, it still would come down to me, and there'd still be things I'd forget or miss or whatever, and then just thousands of people's jobs on the line for me to just, like, oops, sorry, guys, I forgot to sign that thing.
Yeah.
So, like, something a lot smaller where it's maybe only hundreds, and a mistake like that isn't going to... Anyways, that's just, there's so many variables that I can't even begin to wrap my mind around that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's my final answer. Like,
do you have a final
Mongrel Media or something?
Nice. Yeah, I would honestly consider Hawkins cheesies. Like, no, yeah. No joke.
Seriously.
I think it's between that or like, and yeah, like a huge, like a big Hollywood studio. I would totally consider that.
Yeah.
Like, I think that would be, if nothing else, it would be fun. Uh-huh. Like, it would just be fun. And like, just to produce like movies that just will not get produced at that studio. Or like you said, like,
Geely 2.
Hawkins Cheesies, the film.
But yeah, even like you said, like to buy smaller film companies that are doing cool indie projects and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Give them the strength to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. I don't think I have a meaningful answer, really.
Just say Lego.
Just say it. Say it.
Your podcast.
Dave said Lego. All right. Yeah.
Sure. We'll go Facebook.
It's like equilibrium. Yes. Some people can't feel for others to have the luxury to. So you have to dive into the belly of the beast.
Nice.
Just so others can thrive.
Like Ron Swanson in Parks and Rec, too. Just, you know, he's like a libertarian in government to destroy it from within. That's kind of like a lot of your answers.
A lot of them. I came preloaded. I saved one for my final answer.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Now it's going to be a curveball. But
I want to guess. No, I don't want to guess.
This isn't technically my final answer, because as you can tell, while we were talking here, I actually started writing down about another dozen and a half for different reasons. But for the sake of this episode, I'm going to say Nutrien.
Nutrien?
Nutrien.
Nutrien.
I've heard that.
What is that word?
Nutrien is an amalgamation of fertilizer companies, very large fertilizer companies that got together, formed what is like the largest agricultural company
over
in the world.
Your dad's going down.
And I would make him my vice president.
Nice.
And I would see what he could do at the helm. Because at this stage in his life, he worked his way up from like quite modest circumstances into a reasonable circumstances.
Yeah.
And hard work over decades. And he's very capable, but at this time in his life, right? He's not going to get that shot just because of how life works, right? But I think if I could, I want to see what he can do.
Cool.
When the road is paved before him.
That's a very good practical answer. That's awesome.
Sorry about
that.
Yeah.
So, that's cool.
Yeah. I pick Nutrien too. But I'm fired at
it. No. Well, he actually doesn't work for you yet. You'd have to hire him first.
Right, I buy him.
Just, I will only take over this company if Al Kraker never works here, ever.
Who's He's that? Gone.
He's gone.
Heard my own dad.
Who's that? Yeah, Terry Martin is now.
He's now the vice president of everything.
My job here is done.
Wow, that was awesome.
Okay, well, thanks for coming out, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, this has been an interesting episode.
Awesome.
I've learned a lot, I think, maybe.
We got into some serious theology there, too.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. What a podcast.
Maybe that's not
At least in the decrepit realms of social media lurks one glowing ember of hope that we can all look to.
Dave's Facebook.
Dave's
Facebook. Dave book.
Yeah. Technically speaking.
Face Dave.
Dave's face. You know what? If you type facebook.com and it was just a picture of my face, that was the whole website, I would feel very awkward about that, but I think it would be an improvement. Just trying to toot my own horn.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Now, if you have some ideas, you have some thoughts, you should email us, patheticallyspeaking@gmail.com, or hit us up on Instagram. We're on there as well. We do little promos on there. So, yeah, check us out. Instagram, follow us there. We'll follow you. Anyways, thanks.
We're sorry, Facebook. We're sorry, Instagram. Yeah. We didn't mean it.
Right. That's right. We're part of the problem.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
We're in the algorithm. Anyways, I'm Josiah Spears.
I've been Eric McMahon.
Gordon Kraker.
Dave Ward.
Thanks for listening. Cheers. Hey, thanks for listening, everyone. I hope you're enjoying Season 3 of Pathetically Speaking. If you want to get involved, there's a number of ways. Check out our Instagram, @PatheticallySpeaking. You can message us your answers. Each week we post links to the episode, as well as little tidbits with video from the recording. See what we look like. Or you can email in, patheticallyspeaking@gmail.com. Give us your answers. Give us your thoughts. We want to hear from you. Thanks so much. Cheers.